Good evening. Good evening.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening, Martha.
How are you, Martha?
Good.
I believe you're the first one.
Has joined.
Good evening.
It was small, but I dropped the call.
I understand. You're the only one on. I haven't heard
Brandula.
Anybody.
Has joined.
So there's two of you. Great. So we can begin. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Yudulachaminha, Dati, Serura, Alavit Gimel Yutat Sadi, Tamil Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Daharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehutha Yevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhim Taharim Rachame Sidkarcha Tamid Gamlein Etet Resh Saditas Gimel Kasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushata Yudgimalamed Te Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tsiakatenu Yodeya Talumo in Kufav Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notcher Chesed La'alafim, Noseyaon Wafesha, Vechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkin te'vitki l'urchimu utki l'utki l'urchimu li'akda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, Lasok Torah mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Dekucha Berichu Koma Deavet Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Vilayt lach mila bialma divaye barnash vidach yaleya mineyalan haga deyakalana tahakuru ovada dikshot inun wikola istiri bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse from the Tanakh that we connect to and study. That verse is from Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. It's actually 2 Samuel. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vushakan tavta willow yergas od willow yos ifu bene avlala anoto ka asher barishoda. The energy of the year 5781, our current year, is redemption. Redemption provided the nation is ready to be redeemed. And one of the ways we ascertain and make sure that our vessels are cleansed and ready is by studying a verse from Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse we study is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Vagam mehem ekach the Kohanim Lalivim Amar Hashem. And now we're going to connect to the 72 names of God by utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo alada la awa he heya yo zalame behe he reyo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nula ha yo 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 me la he te he wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za He 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 me yo ka Wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo Ashila yame o hey wahe wa danu yo teche yushi ame me nunu wa nu yo ta me beche yepe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re me wa me be yo hey hey wa nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu go. Ayo wa he me me he be moa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We'll utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be be ha a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo a da da la he wa he me ya yo cha la me re he he yo yo me he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo he za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta he me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo la he a la wa me za yo na he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 14th day of Tishrei, Rabbi Shalom Shnachna of Provovich, Rabbi Israel Hapstein, known as the Maggid of Kuznets, Rabbi Mordechai of Zivil, Rabbi Chaim Elazar Ben Sion Brook, and Rabbi Yitzhak Mordechai Shapiro of Godnitz Sadigura. We'll now say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. Since it's being the period where we still say the Psalm 27, we will do that. Tehili, Tehila le David Adonai Ori. Vayishi mi mi ra Adonai maos haye mi mi achad Vikrov alai merai reim Vekol et basari Darai vio vaili Eimakashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai michane lo ira libi im takum alai milchama bezot ani otea achat shealti me'et Adonai yohe wahe ota avakesh Shivti beveit Adonai Yohe Wahe Kol Yemei Chaye Lecha Zot Bano Am Adonai. Nayo Hey Wahe Ulva Care Behe Kalo Eats Beneni Pisuko Biom Ra Yasti Re Nai Pise Terachalo Betur Yeromimani Royata Yarum Roshi Alo Yabai Sogivotai Vies Becha Biachalo Zivche Terua Ashira Viazamra Le La Shem Shema Hashem Koli Echra Viachaneni Vaneni Lecha Marli Bi Bakshu Vanai Et Panecha Adonai Yohi Wahe Avakesh Al taster panecha mimeni al tat v'af avdecha v'ezrati chayitia al ticheni v'al tiazveni Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonai yohe wahe ya'ach Horeni Adonai Yohei Wahei Darkecha Uncheini Biorach Mishor V'lema'an Shorerai Al Tidneini B'nefesh Tzarai Ki Kamu V'yadei Sheker V'peyach Kamas Lule he'emanti lirot betu Adonai Yohei Wahe be'eretz ha'ayim Kaweel Adonai Yohei Wahe chazak v'yamet Libecha v'kave el Adonai Yohei Wahe. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav. Yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And the eighth verse of the Anna the Koach, I think we already said it, but if we didn't, we're going to say it in a whisper. Our handout today is available on the on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in the first row in the right-hand column, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to the bottom till you find the holiday of Sukkot. And when you open up that landing page, you have a list of all of the sections from the various parashiot that talks about the holiday of Sukkot. And we are going to study tonight the fourth item down. It It's the Zohar commentary from Parashat Yemor, section 37, known as the Holiday of Sukkot. And that will begin with Pasuk 272, after we say El Hashem Yehud. Rishem Yehud, Kudshabri Hu, Ishkin Te, Bid Hilu, Urkimu, Hilu, Ud Hilu, Urkimu, Leahta, Lishem, Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim Bishem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohino, Alena Maseya, Deno Kanade, Alena Maseya, Deno Kanade. Pasuk 272. Pikuda batar dalikarva karbana bakol yoma karbana da bemefewe holaka bakola behed vavta divno begin de kuhu achidan beilana and pain biltata. Darisha de Ilana, Ola itbarkan begin Ilana. Afal gav de late behu, go alti adulta, go la itbaraka, behead bavta. The Israel be avodahu. Vilela Yahave Holaka Devarkan Kali Nun Shaar Amin Daidlon Achidu Vidahadu Bahu Yisrael. The following mitzvah is to offer a daily sacrifice on the 7 days of Sukkot. Everyone should have a part in that sacrifice, in his children's joy, since the 70 bullocks that correspond to the 70 ministers of the nations, they are all attached to the tree, the Zeranpin, since the branches below that comes from the root of the tree are all blessed because of the tree. Even though they are useless, they are all blessed. They are all also blessed. Israel rejoice in their Father in heaven, namely in the root of the tree, and they give a portion of the blessings to the rest of the nations, who can hold and do hold to Israel. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining about anti-Semitism and how to avoid it. By sharing with what the pasuk calls useless, I am not sure which word is being translated as useless. I think it is a corrupt translation, but cannot verify it yet. And this is how to utilize our intuition. Pasuk 273. V'kali lein karbanin l'meche bezona. Veinun mimanam bishar amin yahamagoy rayachimu tikarachim kudshabarichu livnoi dae dekola yehon rechimin ilchon veraza yabirtot Hashem, Darke Ishgam Oyevav Yishashlim Ito Afilu Olinun Mefatrage Ilae Kuhu Achadran Rechimin Yisrael Vekad Chayalim Bilela achad bru rechimain li Yisrael. offerings, the 70 bullocks, were made to give nourishment to the ministers appointed over the other nations. Since for the love the Holy One, blessed be He, has for His children, He wants all the ministers to be their friends. And this is the meaning behind when a man's ways please Hashem, He makes even His enemies to be at peace with Him. That is, even the highest prosecutors become again friendly with Israel. When the celestial forces again become friends to Israel, those below do so even more so. My commentary, this is when there are no anti-Semitic acts anywhere in the world. This is how the modern state of Israel was able to be manifest into the world. Pasuk 274. Ve'item alechom hao garve karbana lav haki ayela ola v'kucha barichu shalik v'umit karev v'yehi yehihu parayish v'rozona l'kula kohu O Klusin, Sitrin Acharanin, Yitchanun, Behahu Dorona, Ivno Beitadron, Rechimin Dilchon, Dein Sterun, Eila Witata, Deha, Late. Amaka Ama, the Israel, the Nun, Olak Yeva, the Adbeva, the Kuchabarihu, the Istala, Yikara, the Kuchabarihu, Ela Witata, Kadka Yaot, the Koloklu Losin. Ilain pata patache yamre yami yamchan ki Israel goyachad baret al ken reaya ya mehaim mayana. You may say that the sacrifices were offered to them, to the 70 ministers. This is not so. But everything was offered and sacrificed to the Holy One, blessed be He. And He divides the nourishment among the multitudes of the other side, namely the ministers of the 70 nations. So they will enjoy His children's gift and again become their friends. Thus it shall be known above and below that there is no nation like Israel, who are the portion of and lot of the Holy One, blessed be He. And the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, rises above and below as it should. And all the celestial multitudes start by saying, and what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel? A commentary. This is a very important point. The bulls are sacrificed to Hashem, not to the ministers. The energy is apportioned by Hashem among the 70 ministers. If they are not satisfied, they blame the Jews and not Hashem. Does that seem fair or logical to you? Why do people respond this way? And why should we do it this way? Pasuk 275. Rabbi Elazar Patah, Ko Amar Hashem Zach Rein E. Lach Kesed Nu Reir Wigomer Aikira Alke Ayit Mar Bishata Dehawa Azlaba Madbara Im Hondi Israel Zakartila Ested Da Anana Diaharon Dinatla Dehamesh Ahara Haranin Beit Keshai Beit Kesharu Alach Unhiru Alech Alach Achavat Tilulotach Beishach Lalu Lach Beataro Lach Beatkenu Lach Ketola Geta Deit Hakshitah Bekol Kach Lamas Begin Li Lechach Acharei Bamot Midbar Yaretz Lo Derod Ruah. Rabbi Elazar opened with, Thus says Hashem, I remember in your favor the devotion of your youth. This verse was said about the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, when she was walking with Israel in the wilderness. I remember in your favor, in Chesed, refers to the Aaron's cloud, which is Chesed, that traveled with five other clouds of Givurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, and Yesod, that joined over you and shone upon you, your love as a bride, as those clouds that incorporated you, adorned you, and bedecked you as a bride wearing her jewelry. Why all that? Because you did not go after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown, because she walked with Israel in the wilderness. My commentary. It is time for people to start to realize that these verses that are being quoted are verses and aspects that are always true. If someone has the merit to experience going after me in the wilderness, means that the clouds of glory accompanied that person, even in this generation and in this lifetime. And this is the meaning of the statement that each verse in the Torah applies to each person in each generation as well. Pasuk 276. Pachatzei Bishata Devarnash Yativ B'madora Datsila dim hemnuta, shekinta parsad kad parha, aleya mil ale, viavar khem bakam sha, radikaya, acharavnin shivyan madore kon. Imeya Amara Biaba Avraham Vahamisha Dadikim Dadikaya. The Dalit Vav Dalit Malka Shavayan Madorehon Ime Hada Hudikiv. The Sukkot Hatashbo Shivat Yamim Kitiv Vilabish Vyat Yamim Egavna Dav Kitiv Kisheshet Yamim Asa Adonai Et Hashamayim Vigomer Vae Barnash Lema mechede, bekol yoma, Vayoma Bian Pin Nishirin Biosh Bizin Elaine Nudesharyan Imaya. Come and see, when man sits in his apartment in the sukkah, which is the shadow of faith, the Shekhinah spreads her wings over him from above, and Abraham, who is Chesed, and five other righteous, the secret of Givurat Tiferet Netzach Kodesh Yesod, for their dwelling with him. This is the meaning of you shall dwell in booths. Sukkot, 7 days. It is written 7 days, which alludes to Chesed, Givurat Tiferet Netzach Kodesh Yesod and Malchut, instead of in 7 days. Similarly, it is written for 6 days, Hashem made heaven and earth. Instead of in 6 days, they too indicate the supernal 6 days, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Kodesh Yesod, that made heaven and earth. One should rejoice every day with a joyful countenance in those guests. The Sefirot of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Kodesh Yesod and Malchut that dwell with him. This is explaining the Yushpizim, the guests that are invited into the sukkah each and every day, at each and every meal. Pasuk 277. Priyamar Rabbi Abba, Kiti Besukot, Teshvu Shavat. Yamim Pat Lovidli Patar Yashvu Besukot Vikadameta Tashvu Vatar Yashvu Ela Tanmaya Leosh Bize Tanyana Livnya Alma Kadba'a Ashvu V'lavatar A'era Ela Kadma'a Leosh Bizei Tanyana Livne Alma Kadma'a Leosh Bizei Ka'kiha Rav Amnuna Sava Kadhawa Alayal Basuka Hawa Hade Bakaim Al Yitra Lusuka Milgau Viamar Bnizamian Leosh Bizin Misader Patokra Bekaim Al Raglu Loha Pitcha Besukha Milgau Biamar Zamein Leosh Bizin Beseder Patura Kayim al Ragloha Umvarech Biomer Besukot Tashvu Shivat Yamin Tavush Bizin Ilain Tivu Tivu Ushbize Meham Nat Nota Tivu Arim Yedo v'chade v'yamar v'kahu lakana zakahu lakleichom v'Yisrael dipiv ki halak Hashem amo v'gomer v'chayayativ. Rabbi Abba said, it is written, you shall dwell in booths. In Hebrew is the word sukkot, 7 days, and then shall dwell in booths. It first says, you shall dwell, and then they shall dwell. And he answers, the first one is for the guests. Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut. And therefore, over the text speaks in the second person. The second part of it is the people in general, for which reason the text says in the third person, shall dwell. The first is for the guests. Rav Hamuna Saba, for example, when he entered the sukkah, used to stay happily on the inner threshold of the sukkah and say, let us invite the guests. He set the table, stood up and blessed. Dwell in the sukkah, then said, you shall dwell in booths 7 days. Sit down, lofty guests. Sit you down. Sit down, guests of faith. All you down. He joyfully raised his hands and said, happy is our lot. Angry the lot. Happy is the lot of Israel as written. For Hashem's portion is his people. Then he would sit down. My commentary. These are teachings of the Torah from the rabbis indicating the rituals involved in the sukkah. Pasuk 278. Pinyana livne alma demandit lea ula ka be ama ubara. Adisha yati betila dim hemnuta lekabela ushpizin lemechevde behayalma uvalma yate uvae lemechede lemiskade maitama begin decholaka. The inun ishpizin, the zinin, the miskin yehu, the hahu, the yativ, the tzila, tadim hemnuta, the zamin ushpizin, ilena ilaa, oshitin, shifizi ze, ma benuta, vila yahiv, Lone hulakin, holaki kon, kulahu kaimai mineya. Mine viamre al talchan, talcham, et lechem rai raayin vegomer. Ishtakach dechahu atorah betakin deleia uvelav dekut shabarichu alei hakitiv zerita parshe peresh al b'neichem vigomer peresh hagev hacham. Second mention in the verse shall dwell in the third person for the people in general, namely for whoever has a share in the nation and the Holy Land. He dwells in the secret of faith to receive guests and rejoice in this world and in the world that is coming. It behooves us to gladden the poor. The reason is that the portion of the guests he invited to his meal belongs to the poor. He that sits in the shadow of faith and unless and invites these lofty guests, the guests of faith, yet does not give them, namely the poor people, their share of the meal, all the guests stand back from him and say, do not eat the bread of him who has done evil eye. Thus the table he set is one, the one who has an evil eye, and not of the Holy One, blessed be he. Of him it is written, and spread dung upon your faces, and even the dung of your feast. Woe to the man when those guests of faith stand back from his table. When someone moves into a sukkah, one is creating a consciousness of lack and a consciousness of unity. Everyone is equal, and that is why we need to invite people and the clouds of chariots into our sukkah. Pasuk 279. We amar Rabbi Abba Abraham call your mouth. Hawa kaim bekaparashet. Orchim lizamna rosh bizin ultakna lon pato re hashta. Dim ziamnin leya. Ulkulcho Sadikayayo Ul David Malka Vilayatvin Lon Tolaka Olakaihon Abraham Kaim Mipatora Vikare Suru Damayal. Ahale Anashim Harshaim Liele Vikulu Salkin Avatreya Yitzhakamar Ubeten Rishaim Dachesar Yaakov Amar Picha Acholchi Tik Yevena Ushar the Kol Tzadik Kayayo Amrei Ki Kol Shalchanun Melechaya Ki Atoa Eliyah Makom. Rabbi Abba said, Abraham throughout his life used to stand at the crossroad to invite guests and set the table for them. Now on Sukkot, if one invites him and all the other righteous and King David, but it does not give them their share, Abraham stands up from the table and cries, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men. And everyone walks away after him. Isaac says, but the belly of the wicked shall feel want. And Jacob says, the morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up. The rest of the righteous, namely Moses and Aaron, say, for all tables are full of vomit and filth, so that there is no place clean. My commentary is there is much to learn about what and how to invite guests into the sukkah, as well as learning how to build a nation. Pasuk 280. David Malkamar, Vyashlim Dinoi Dikti Vayehi Kaseret Hayamim Vayikuf Hashem At Naval Vayamat Maika Mere. Begin the David Shaal, the Nafal, the Eat Avrich, Aved, Leyaushpiza, the Laba Avedazamin, Leya, Velaya, Leya, Olaka Uvinun, Asara Yomin, Da David Malka. Da'in Alma At Dan Ileya Hahu Barnashtiya Shilim Leya Bish Ayatir Dinatal King David said, and he completes the execution of his punishment, as it is written. And it came to pass about 10 days after that Hashem smote Naval, and he died. He asked, what does this mean? And he answers, this is because David asked Naval to accept him as a guest, but he declined. Also, he who sits at the sukkah invited him, King David, yet did not give him his share. Therefore, King David recited over him the verse about Naval. During the 10 days when King David, which is Malchut, judges the world, during the 10 days of repentance, that man is punished for it, for rewarding him worse than Naval, by inviting him yet not giving him his share. Naval, at least, did not invite him. My commentary. The whole idea of a nation of 600,000 minimum is that all needs of the 600,000 is met by the needs of the other nation, the other people in that nation. There is no lack as long as someone is thinking about and taking care of another person. The name Naval represents the fallen heart, and we need to learn to take care of our portion of the responsibilities for the nation. Since the nation is in lack, we learn to make sure that there is no lack within the nation, which is why we do not have to calculate what will be required by the nations. Pasuk, section 37, Pasuk 281. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, the Torah did not trouble man to give more than what he can afford. As it is written, every man shall give as he is able. One must not say, let me eat and be full and shake my thirst first and give the rest to the poor. The first part belongs to the guests. He who gladdens the guests and gives them to drink, the Holy One, blessed be he, is happy with him. And Abraham says about him, then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. And Isaac calls, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Rabbi Shimon said, King David, who is Malchut, recited this verse to him because all the weapons of the king and the king's wars were delivered to David's hands. But Isaac says, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Wealth and riches shall be in the hands in his house. My commentary. One needs to wash hands to say hamotzi, to say the blessing of sitting in the sukkah, and then invite the yishpizin prior to eating oneself. Pasuk 282. Yaakov Amar Az Yevaka Ashachar Orecha Wigomer Sha'ar Tzadika Yayo Amrei V'Nachacha Hashem Tamid V'Tishbi Wigomer David Balka Amar Kokeli Yotzar Alayich Lo Yitzlach Behahud al kol zine alma itbachta zaka ahulaka ulakeya devarnash zake lekol hai zaka ahulake hon tzali kaya yo alma den Uvalma diate alaihu kitivi ame kulam tzadikayam tzadikayakim legomer raya mehem na kuda dalitol lo lahu yom abeinun zinin dileya. V'hai raza ukimina yoknu ha avraya yo kimad kudsha barichu natil lonely Israel v'hane yomin v'chadaye b'chon ofaki Yisrael nitlei leya l'kutsha b'richu l'chol akechon b'chatan peya b'dahu raza dilulav u'minin d'veya d'ihu raza d'yupna d'yadam b'hatmar Al kain rea ya mehem na. Jacob said, then shall your light break forth. The Hebrew word is yibaka, like the morning. And the word Yibaka is spelled with the same letters as Jacob. The other righteous say, and Hashem shall guide you continually and satisfy. King David said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. because he was appointed over all the weapons in the world. Happy is the lot of the man who merited all this. Happy is the lot of the righteous in this world and in the world that is coming. Of them it is written, your people also shall be all righteous. It is a mitzvah to take a lulav on that day with its kinds. We explain the secret as did the friends. Just as the Holy One, blessed be He, takes Jacob during those days and rejoices in them, so do Israel take the Holy One, blessed be He, as their portion and rejoice in Him. And this is the secret of the lulav and the kinds in it, the secret of the form of man, namely the secret of the seven sephirot, Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, the three myrtle branches correspond to Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The two willow branches, Netzach and Hod. The lulav to Yesod, and the etrog to Malchut. We already learned this. My commentary. We are taught here that it is best to build the lulav during the holiday of the first day. Questions? Any questions on this session? We've completed the section. Does anybody have any sections? Any questions? I'll see you tomorrow at our 7 a.m. class, which is 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Mountain, and 10 o'clock Eastern. I'll see you at that time as we study the psalm. Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tov to everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, mm-hmm.